Okay, good afternoon. It is Thursday, May 14th, 2026. It is 4 p.m. We are at the community centers, and this is I'm calling to order the special meeting of the Emergency Preparedness Committee. Let's do roll call. Director Paul,
Present.
Director Staff,
Yeah.
Director Watts.
Here.
I am myself here, and our public members, Kay Blance,
Yes.
Katie Blachglove, Annette McCoubrey,
Here.
and Paul Moss.
Here.
Also with us are Mary Morris Mayorga, our
Consultant.
consultant. I won't call you general manager, but nope.
She's on her way.
Oh, she's on. Okay, so we're good. And staff Rachel Jackson and Johnny is not available today. All right, let's move to the first line of business, which is public comment. Also, I wanted to say before we start, I really appreciate everyone making the time to make this special meeting today. I had intended to make this meeting earlier in the month, but it just wasn't able to happen. So I appreciate your time today, for sure. And I look forward to our meeting in next week or 2 weeks,
Two
2 weeks for our regular meeting. So thank you for your time. All right, thanks. There it is. It is public comment. Okay, under public comment, I guess I made the first one. Please feel free to chime in. Anybody? Directors? Anybody?
There's one topic that's come up, and I don't know how it might be handled. And that is, several people have mentioned that the church parking lot is not lit at night. It becomes dangerous.
Okay.
I think it's owned by the church. I don't think, have the resources to do anything about it.
Is that within our purview, though?
I don't know. I just
No.
thought I'd bring it up and see what anybody
They
knows
own
or thinks.
that part of the parking lot, so it's their responsibility, presumably. We have no control.
They own
So I
half of
would,
it. We own the other half, right?
yeah. I
yes,
mean,
right.
if people complain enough about it, then the
So
church
I
could always
would
just say not to allow them to be
speak to
parking.
the I would speak to the pastor of the
Yeah,
church.
I would recommend speaking with the church.
Yeah, well, we could try that, but I don't think the resources are
When
there.
you say half, is it north half, south half, or east half?
I think
Furthest up the road is so much.
Well, to comment on that, I also find the being that it's dark, walking down is very dangerous.
That's not something the Emergency Preparedness Committee deals with, right? Like, why are
No,
we
correct.
having a discussion of
Okay,
this?
it's private property. Okay, any
It
other public comments? Nope, I think we are done. I'm going to close public comment. The next on the list and the agenda is the approval of the minutes for last month's meeting. Actually, it was 2 months ago now. Does anyone have any things to change or suggest for the meeting for minutes? Excuse me. Okay, so do I have a
I'll approve the
you move to approve?
meeting. I'm voting to approve
Okay, staff second, and all in favor?
No. We have to call the roll.
Oh, yeah.
Call the roll. Yes.
Director Spath.
Yes.
Director Paul.
Yes.
Director Wah.
Yes.
Kay Blount.
Yes.
Katie Glover.
Yes.
Annette McCoubrey.
Yes.
Paul Moss.
Yes.
Me. Yes. All right. So minutes passed. Old business none. New business. First on the list is we are going to review the application of Westfall. How to say it?
Westfall.
It is Westfall. Okay. For joining the Emergency Preparedness Committee. Would anyone like to start? Or would you like to say something first?
I'm sorry, I'm like out of breath. Anyone here?
Okay.
I'm also behind the scenes. I'm sorry for everyone who's on my No, I'm really excited at the opportunity to join this amazing group and help build more of the community.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to say that I've gotten to know Laura over the last couple months. And I think that Kensington is very fortunate that she's that she wants to put her skills, experience, energy into our activities. So I'd like to move that we accept the application.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any more discussion? Anyone else?
I'm very impressed with the application, her experience and readiness. So I wouldn't have to have her on the committee.
Could I the paper structure for Johnny a couple of minutes ago, and Laura shows up, and within a few minutes, she's had to put
all organized.
Okay, very fortunate.
Nice.
And then
online comments.
Yeah, I just want to say that I agree that it was a really good set of skills that Laura would bring. Also, I like the fact that she lives below the Arlington, and I think we're always happy to get a little more representation on our end because we're essential to any kind of evacuation.
And could I just ask that you slightly amend the motion? Because what you'll want to do is recommend approval of the application to the board of directors so that it will be on their meeting. Probably not this evening. I'm not sure.
It is on tonight.
It is? Okay. So you just want to make that official recommendation from the committee?
Yes. Okay.
Yes. And should I reword it? I move that the EPC recommends to the KCSD board that they accept Laura's application to be a public member of the EPC.
Perfect. Yeah. And then Lisa. Perfect. Yeah. Thank you, Mary. I think I agree with what everyone has said, and wow. Really happy to have you on board. I like the idea that you add a depth to the you will add a depth to the committee in terms of not only where you live, like Robin said, but also just kind of your extracurricular activities and your engagement and stuff like you bring are going to bring a lot of energy and excitement and having a mixture of contacts between multiple people here, I think, is very relevant and will help you fit in nicely.
Okay. Yes.
So, should we vote?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. My best. Okay. Director Paul.
Aye.
Director Spack.
Yes.
Director Watt.
Yes.
Kay Blount.
Yes.
Katie Glock. Kay Blount.
Kay Blount. Yes.
Katie Gluck,
yes.
Annette McGoober.
Yes.
Palma.
Yes.
Me, yes. So we're done.
Passes.
It passes. Welcome. Well, actually, not technically yet, because the board has to
decide. Yes. Yes.
First part.
Yay.
Okay. Wonderful. Second. Okay. So moving on. Our second item is requesting that the board change our policy regarding the how many times we meet each year. And so basically, we tried to go for a every other month meeting schedule, but it's very hard to get. This is a large committee, and our GM and consultants are very busy, so, and our clerk and our staff. So it's just better if we go back to once a month. And so that's what I'm proposing.
I agree.
So we can get our business.
Yes.
So do you have any other thoughts on that from people?
A good idea.
I hear lots of good ideas. Anyone online?
Well, I would just say I like the idea, but I also think we should maybe plan on skipping a meeting in the summer. There's just, times when it doesn't make sense to meet every single month.
I like, and I believe the policy that was I saw, it actually had that flexibility, right?
Yeah, and you can always recommend canceling a meeting, especially if not all can make it. So that's not a problem.
Okay. So
I have, a comment.
Miss more than two meetings, is it rare now that people make plans? I haven't.
I know. I was thinking about that too today, going, oh man, I should have reconsidered that for the policy.
Could they? Extra meetings be special meetings that don't count in the two?
No, because we're going back to regular meetings, so there's regular.
Yeah.
But we can restart. Mary, suggestions?
Okay, so
I have a question. I would like to make a comment. If we're going to do that and skip a meeting, I suggested not be. And emphatically not be in the late summer, should be early summer. And the reason is I can't believe that we would postpone a meeting or not have a meeting during the initial phases of the fire season, or certainly not in the middle of it. In other words, roughly July through maybe October. I do not think that's a good idea. I'd rather see one get canceled around Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That's my two cents worth.
I think Thanksgiving is usually canceled, right?
It usually falls right on it. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, so we combine Thursday, we combine November and December, and then we meet early December.
Typically, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Paul, no.
Okay, so you had another question. Did you have another question?
No, it's not Paul. The point.
Yeah.
Oh, Rod.
Danielle, I think, Danielle, did you have another question on how to deal with something?
So in the policy, it talks about members are allowed to miss two meetings per year. And so now that we're going back to monthly meetings, it does increase the ratio of like loss to not attending. Should we consider increasing that to three?
I think we kept it similar to what the board policy is. And I think the government code has something. It's not specific, but I think if we want to make that change, then you'd have to propose it.
Do this all over again. Okay. Well, let's keep it. Does anyone have any issue with?
Well, let me ask a question about that. So if someone were to miss the two meetings, you're allowed to miss two. If you miss three, do we have to kick them out, or could we? Do we have some wiggle room? Could we say, well, this was an exception that was understandable?
But do we want to put ourselves in? Yeah, my only concern is putting ourselves into the position of deciding what is acceptable versus not. I think that's why it simply is stated missing meetings. So if you want some form of flexibility, I don't think I'd write it into the policy. Maybe there's exceptions that could come up that you would deal with on a case-by-case basis, but I wouldn't necessarily want to try to define what is and isn't acceptable, because life is acceptable. I mean, I think we were just trying to make sure that we had a quorum. I think that had been the problem in the past.
I agree with Mary's comment.
Okay. All right. So now we need a motion.
When people zoom in, is that considered a missed meeting, or are they attending?
They're attending. Yeah, as long as they're attending as a meeting participant, so either through participation with their agenda posted and their meeting location posted on the agenda, or by remote attendance, which would be approved by the committee as part of the Brown Act. Exceptions.
That's why there's evidence.
Oh yeah. I know where you are, Paul.
Should we list what months are actually going to have meetings now? Like if there's going to be one skipped before late summer, which one?
Oh,
I thought you were going to skip November, December. That would be the skip.
I thought yeah, then it was going to be early December to combine the 2 months. Yeah. I thought that's what.
Yeah. Well, Rodney wanted it to be, I mean, if you have children and you're already made class. So I feel like this year, until the end of the year, since we had made these adjustments, that we had flexibility this year and that next year we have a solid.
I like that idea, Mary. I mean,
how do you? So what are we trying to talk about now?
So just describe
it. Oh, repeat it. If we maintain things now as we had defined it as every other month this year, but next year come back as set of a schedule. Because people make vacation plans, and we don't want them to penalize, nor do we want them necessarily to have to talk out of their vacations to Zoom in.
Yeah, and Paula and Rodney, I really appreciate you being showing up.
So you're looking not to make the change to monthly now?
No, I think we should just keep the change.
Okay.
So that way, and then we, if people need help, we will.
Okay.
We'll deal with that as it comes, hopefully. Yeah.
I'm still not clear. Are we talking about skipping one summer month or not?
Oh, no.
No.
So, I don't think that's
fine.
Been decided.
I just thought we ought to define
it. That's
fine.
We have the flexibility to cancel a summer meeting should we want to.
Okay.
Paul's suggesting that if we choose to skip a meeting, don't do it in the late summer because that's right when the fire season is on our heels. So, so we can talk about that actually at the meeting in 2 weeks about whether to cancel a June meeting or not.
I wasn't aware of a meeting in 2 weeks. So we've scheduled an EPC meeting in 2 weeks?
The regular scheduled meeting.
If you're going back to a month.
I do see that. Okay. Never mind. All right.
Yeah.
Good.
So, no, yeah. May 28th, I believe.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
That's right. This is a special meeting. Okay, got it.
Okay, so do I have a motion to for the board to amend our policy for meeting schedule?
I move that we accept the policy change to have meetings every month.
A second. Do we need,
yes.
Advise the board? Like,
yes, they'll have to take action to approve the updated protocols because they approved the first round.
So do you want it to be a recommendation to the board, Mary?
Yeah. Yes.
I move that we recommend to the board that the policy change be accepted by the board.
A second.
Who was the second?
All in favor, we now will do roll call. Director Paul.
Yes.
Director Spatt.
Yes.
Director Watt.
Yes.
Kay Blunt.
Yes.
Katie Bluff.
Yes.
Annette McGoogrey.
Yes.
Paul Moss.
Yes.
Me. Yes. Okay. And that passes. And both of those agenda items are on our board agenda this tonight, so you will be official if should the board approve you, but you usually do for some reason today. So tonight, right?
Correct.
And then and so also will be should the board approve our policy change as well. We'll be doing that tonight. Okay, I think that's it. Any future agenda items? We have a regular meeting coming up on in 2 weeks on May 28th, and we'll be reviewing our work plan. There was something else I had thought about adding to. Yes, Mary, what about branding the fire plug? Can we get that as a, do you suggest that should be a separate item or should it be?
I was thinking that was going to be a discussion by the board as part of the strategic plan.
Oh, Well,
typically that's what happens. Not tonight, I don't think so. I think that that would require a little bit of feedback from the board.
Yeah, so can we discuss it at our May meeting and then make recommendations for the board? To the board? So Rachel, let's make sure that's an agenda item for 2 weeks.
Okay, May.
And that way we can make recommendations to the board on rebranding the fire club.
Okay.
Is there anything else we need to talk about?
Yeah, there are a lot of rumors swirling around the community. And I feel like people ask me and I just don't know the answer. So one is about the general manager that person has decided this is not the right position for them, or I don't know what happened, but that's my understanding, is that is no longer the person that they chose, is now going to be our general manager. As withdrawn.
Oh, so that's a topic for that item would be related to closed session, so it's not something that we can discuss.
Okay.
So obviously, when the board
next question, I'm not going to ask because
when they have any more information, of course they'll notify the public, but we can't reveal any closed session discussion.
Okay, and then also David sent out the Bayview Refuge envelope, there was information about the proposal or the possibility of doing red flag and having no parking on the Spencer Canyon, Purdue, and possibly Beloit. And it suggested that David was going to write to all the people that would be affected. Did that happen?
Yes.
It did.
On some of the streets, yes.
Well, it happened on Purdue, Kenyon, and Westminster. I delivered all.
You did. Okay.
I did it on Purdue.
And I believe that's a board discussion tonight.
Well, as far as the delivery of those letters, I think that's already happened, Mary.
Yes.
Just to clarify, yes.
Okay.
They were delivered.
So they were delivered. But did people? Was there feedback? Did people talk to
them? I talked to about 2/3 of the residents on Purdue, and they were all supportive of the parking proposal.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
agreeable to
this. Oh, yeah. That's good news, and I knew about it, and I think just about everybody did. But I am going to state that I found it real annoying and disturbing that we were asked, and you all have the letter, by David Aranda to be ready to help circulate these things and educate people and so forth. And I turned around and a couple of weeks later, it's done. He did it by asking two policemen, my understanding is, right, David? And David, and that's fine, but we weren't informed. So we're trying to figure out, maybe just sort of behind the scenes, the best way to get this information out. And then we find out it's been done. Not cool.
I with two volunteers, not policemen, we have three volunteers.
Oh, volunteers, I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's all right. So we're two of the volunteers.
I don't think it makes any difference.
No, I just wanted to clarify.
I'd like to be kept up to date when I'm asked to do something and think about it and how we're going to do it, and then somebody else does it. That's fine. Great. It got done. But keep us informed, please.
Jim?
However, on tonight's agenda, there is no reference to the three streets. It's just a reference to the fact that on emergency days, we want to restrict parking. Just those three streets. So we'll talk about that soon.
There's no attached exhibit. There's no attached exhibit.
Nope. There wasn't something that earlier that was sent out. We did see it, but it is not on the agenda tonight.
Yeah.
So you could read into that any and all streets could be restricted. Sorry about that. Need a drink of water.
Yeah, it's morning. Noted. Thank you for bringing that up. Okay, I think that's it. I mean, we just discussed future agenda items, and then I think that is the end of our agenda, right? Yes.
I think I missed something. Paul here. What about item 5A? Was something said that I missed? I have to admit here, I don't have great audio reception where I am. But I, what about 5A? What happened to that?
New application.
No, so I'm sorry. My mistake. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Yeah. My mistake. 5B. 5B. Like in boy. Review and update emergency preparedness, committee protocols to support the monthly meetings. So that's that chart with, I think, 8 items on it. And we're just
So I think you're thinking of the work plan.
Yeah.
So what we just talked about and what this item is the protocols, the verbal document that talks about the, you know, monthly meetings and participation of the committee members. This was just to change it. We had altered it to bi-monthly meetings, and this will change it back to monthly meetings. That was the only update.
Okay. So in other words, it's protocols, not that work plan.
Correct.
Not the work plan. Put them together. Yes. So then I have another question. Why aren't we going over the work plan? We've done it every time.
Because this is a special meeting. It's not this is a regular special meeting.
Yeah, we have the 2 items on the special meeting, and we've got a regular meeting in 2 weeks to talk about the work plan.
Okay. All right. Understood.
Okay. All right. Everyone's clear? All right. I'm going to adjourn this meeting at 4:30. And that's it. See you in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Again, also, Director Paul and Paul, thank you so much for.
Thank you, Danielle.
Sure. See you guys in an hour and a half.
Yeah, I know. We got to run home and eat.